in southeast Nebraska. Throughout the rest of this Wednesday, decreasing clouds, mid-50s, wind gusts as high as 20. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a slight chance of storms late with a low near 43. As we head into Thursday, mostly cloudy, a chance of rain showers with a high near 71. Thursday night, slight chance for some storms, temps at 58. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Currently, it's 35.
Innovation. It doesn't always come easy, but it's always worth the struggle. We at Blue Valley Telecommunications understand how important innovation is to technology. As we look back on the past 60 years, we see how we've transformed telephone service through cables strung on fence posts to telephone, TV, and even high-speed internet over state-of-the-art fiber optic cables. As your technology provider, we're proud to have served you for the past 60 years and look forward to continuing to do that for years to come.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. I'm Rick Everett. Kansas legislators moving back toward distributing state dollars to public schools through a complicated per-student formula like the one they had junked 2 years ago. A special House committee outlined an education funding plan yesterday that uses basic concepts from the state's previous funding formula. The Kansas Supreme Court ordered lawmakers to enact a school funding law by June 30th after a ruling that the state isn't spending enough on its public schools. Firefighters investigating the cause of a fire that spread from a suburban Kansas City apartment complex that was under construction to nearly two dozen homes in Overland Park. Overland Park Fire Department spokesman Jason Rhodes said investigators were interviewing witnesses yesterday as crews monitored hot spots at the multi-million dollar City Place development. Rhodes says foul play is not suspected. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Hi, Tom Baudet, trying to align my chakras around this hot yoga thing. Have they finally found a way to make working out even more uncomfortable? Well, at least with Motel 6, you've got one less thing to sweat. They've got clean, comfortable, and now completely updated rooms at a great low price. So the only thing you're stretching is your dollar. Sounds like my kind of place to namaste. I'm Tom Baudet, and we'll leave the light and the AC on for you. Book online at Motel6.com.
Blue the dog here for propane. Making the rounds with my owner, the propane man, has allowed me to see a lot. I may just be a simple dog. I didn't attend the elite boarding kennels, and you'll never see me on Barking with the Stars. But I do know that propane is the smart fuel that lets millions of Americans live where they want and how they want. It's clean, reliable, and powers modern appliances from tankless water heaters to high-efficiency furnaces. Learn more at ProudlyPropane.com.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture is designating more than $6 million to help farmers and ranchers affected by recent wildfires in the Sunflower State, as well as Oklahoma and Texas. The funding announced yesterday will be distributed through the Environmental Quality Incentives Program to help restore grazing lands, rebuild fencing, and protect damaged watersheds. Police are investigating the death of a 10-month-old girl who was left alone in a bathtub in northeastern Kansas. The Kansas City Star reports that Leavenworth police identified the girl as Cadence Curtis. She was unresponsive when officers responded Monday night to a report of a child not breathing. She was rushed to the hospital where she was pronounced dead. Other children who were in the home at the time were taken into protective custody. And the cool front we were anticipating has arrived in the Sunflower State. Parts of the state may see rain the latter part of the week. Mid-America Network News.
With your livelihood dependent on the success of your farm, it's vital that all elements are taken care of. This includes farm property and buildings. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance, and we offer a wide range of farm insurance services that take away the worry in the event of a loss to any of your farm buildings or property. And you can rest assured your claim will be dealt with by our dedicated adjuster. Let us give you a quote for your farm insurance at Blue Valley Insurance of Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. I'm Rick Everett. A 21-year-old woman accused of robbing a Lincoln Bank branch has been given a year in jail. Court records say Nicole Beal was sentenced yesterday in Lancaster County District Court. She'd been accused of using a knife to threaten a clerk when robbing the Pinnacle Bank branch September 6th. No one was injured in the incident. Records say Beal pleaded guilty to terroristic threats and a weapons count after prosecutors dropped a robbery charge. Authorities in Grand Island have charged a woman with fraudulently obtaining food stamp benefits and other counts. The Grand Island Independent reports that 43-year-old Juana Garcia pleaded not guilty yesterday to fraudulently obtaining Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program benefits, 5 counts of criminal impersonation, and 2 counts of identity theft. Prosecutors allege the crimes took place between January of 2012 and December of last year. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
When's the best time to buy Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks for 40 years straight? Now is the time, during Ford Truck Month at your Midwest Ford dealers.
Let me hear you say truck, yeah. Let's crank it on up, yeah. Till the sun comes up, yeah.
It's Ford Truck Month. Get to your Midwest Ford dealers for once-a-year savings on Ford F-150 and the all-new Ford Super Duty, the best-selling trucks in America for 40 straight years. The all-new Super Duty is the toughest, smartest, most capable Super Duty ever. And F-150 combines greater strength and less weight with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and steel frame. Works harder so you can work smarter. And if there's ever a time to buy one, it now. With huge cash rebates, super low financing, and special limited-time Truck Month offers. Hurry to your Midwest Ford dealers today and let me hear you say,
truck, yeah!
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Resignation of Washington County grades 4 through 12 principal Carol Wisman was accepted by the school board at their recent meeting. The board agreed to begin a search for a K through 6 principal, elementary counselor, and a grade 7 through 12 principal curriculum coordinator. Concerns with adding and funding an additional position were discussed, particularly in light of steady or declining enrollment numbers and the uncertainty of state funding. Retirement resignation of music teacher Galen Manning was also accepted. At the recent meeting, USD 108 School Board received a handout by Athletic Director Scott Rohmeiser outlining potential consideration of Washington County moving to an 8-man football program. The possibility is in response to an expected turnout of just 17 players in 2017 and 18 in 2018. After that, participation numbers track upward again. A request for the change could be made for a 2-year cycle. Reservations are due by Thursday for the annual Marshall County Partnership for Growth Dinner, which is scheduled next Wednesday, March 29th in Marysville at the Arts Center. A Jeffersonian dinner will include table topic discussion and a presentation by Luke Mann, Economic Development Director for Republic County. He will focus on a theme of partnerships that help rural areas grow. $15 dinner tickets are available from Ellen Barber, Partnership Executive Director, at 785-207-7598 or email choosemarshallcountyks@gmail.com. Three individuals from out of state were arrested in Nemahal County on drug charges over the weekend. Kansas Highway Patrol arrested Russell Morales, age 39, and Megan Vaughn, age 23, both of Noblesville, Indiana, and Raymond Martinez, age 43, of Ontario, California, for drug possession with intent to distribute and related charges. The three remain in custody in the Nemahal County Jail. KNDY Radio is airing a series of public service announcements developed and recorded by Valley Heights High School students. Nearly 40 students were divided into 20 teams, and each took on a different topic. These are airing this week on KNDY. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, fried chicken, potato, wheat roll, coleslaw, and fruit mix. Tomorrow, smothered steak, mashed potato, wheat bread, carrots, strawberries, and bananas. KNDY News, time is 7:14.
Saving for retirement can seem complicated, confusing, even scary, but it doesn't have to be. Hi, I'm Katie Smith, Assistant Vice President for United Bank and Trust here in Marysville, and we're here to help. As we go through tax season, now is the perfect time to think about opening an individual retirement account, better known as an IRA. If you have questions or want to get started, stop by and ask for me, Katie. I'd love to walk through the process with you. Saving for retirement with an IRA at United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Well, thanks to a slow-moving low-pressure system making its way across the central and upper parts of the Midwest, we're going to see a chance for some showers and thunderstorms and rain starting tomorrow night on and off all the way through the end of the week and continuing into the weekend. But the good news is we definitely need some of this rain, especially in the central and southern parts of the United States. Good news is we'll see temperatures warm up into the 60s and 70s as well. So looking at the forecast, throughout the rest of this Wednesday, decreasing clouds, mid-50s, wind gusts as high as 20. Tonight, cloudy, a slight chance for some storms late with a low near 43. For Thursday, we cannot rule out some rain showers, otherwise cloudy skies with a high of 71. Thursday night, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms with a low near 58. For Friday, mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely. We'll see temperatures at 70. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature, mid-March 59, record high on this date 91 in 1916. The average low 35, the record low is 12 degrees in 1960. Sunset this evening 7:36, sunrise in the morning 7:21. 35 degrees, winds out of an east-northeast around 5 miles an hour. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 22nd of March. KNDY News Time is 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
It's no secret that the Wagon Wheel is one of Marysville's favorite dining destinations. But did you know about the rewards program? Get signed up and start earning your rewards like free cinnamon rolls, free burgers, even a free ribeye dinner. Every dollar spent is a point earned. It's the perfect spot for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Sign up today for your rewards only from the Wagon Wheel.
Hey, well, all right, sir, here we go there, and what are they going to give farm?
Olmsted Real Estate and Auction, your farm and home marketing team since 1976. It started with...
Hire a professional you can trust, you can duck your...
That was Tom, several years ago. He's been with the family business for over 20 years and sells real estate and auctions regularly in Kansas and Colorado. He works with...
Hello, this is Rob Olmsted. I'm here working full-time with Dad to better serve you with real estate and auctions.
That was Tom's brother, Rob. For over 10 years working in the family business, Rob specializes in home and acreage sales throughout Marshall County, and he sells land too. But it all started with...
Hello, folks. This is Tim Olmsted.
For nearly 40 years, people have trusted and relied on the Olmsted family. Tim, Tom, and Rob. Olmsted Real Estate and Auction. Give them a call. 353-2210.
Things get feisty between Toronto and Chicago. Hi, everybody. I'm Brian Clark reporting on sports. The Raptors haven't beaten the Bulls since 2013, and that tension boiled over in the third quarter Tuesday night.
The Bulls have exploded, and now we got something going.
Punches.
And Lopez just threw a punch. Robin Lopez just threw a punch, and we've got DeRozan down, and then Ibaka has to be pulled away from his teammate.
On WLS, both Raptors center Robin Lopez and Bulls forward Serge Ibaka were ejected. Raptors win 122-120 in overtime. Also Tuesday, former Bulls general manager Jerry Krause died at 77. He was best known as the architect of the Bulls dynasty of the 1990s. In Dallas, Steph Curry bested his younger brother, Seth.
Klay Thompson hits a corner three, and it's money in the bank for Klay.
The call on 95.7 The Game. Golden State tops Dallas 112-87. At Dodger Stadium, Team USA held off Japan 2-1 in the semifinals of the World Baseball Classic to advance in tonight's championship against Puerto Rico. Outfielder Andrew McCutchen spoke after the win with ESPN.
This is awesome. Have this opportunity to be here, be put in this position, one game away for doing something we've never done before.
Back to the NBA, Robin Lopez helped Brooklyn to a rare win.
Foy inbounding on the near side. Finds Lopez, left side, bumps, fadeaway, baseline jumper is scored!
On WFAN, the Nets beat Detroit 98-96. Milwaukee held off Portland.
Bucks down one, 90-89. Middleton posting in the lane. Jump hook goes in!
On WTMJ, the Bucks take it 93-90. Over to the NHL, where the Devils and Rangers went to a third consecutive overtime.
It's a two-on-one the other way. Final minute of overtime. Quinville across the line, goes to Blantisi, and he scores!
The call on WFAN, New Jersey avoids the season sweep and wins 3-2 in OT. Brian Clark, ABC Sports.
Boredom got you down? Let's go bowling. Land O'Lane's has a dollar bowling and dollar shoe rentals on Wednesday, so make those pins fly. Got dinner on your mind? No worries. There's a new menu, including hot roast beef sandwiches, fried chicken, even steaks now on Friday and Saturday. What are you waiting for? The lanes are hopping and the food is rocking, so get to Land O'Lane's now.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, Democrat David Scott, a member of the House of Representatives from Atlanta, will introduce Sonny Perdue at his Senate confirmation hearing on a Thursday. Perdue has tapped Scott, an old friend from when Perdue was a Democrat, to make the introduction before Perdue gives testimony to the Senate panel in hopes of boosting Perdue's bipartisan credentials. The two served as Democrats together in the Georgia Senate for 8 years before Perdue switched to the GOP in 1998. Representative Scott is a senior Democrat of the House Ag Committee and plans to talk about his work with Perdue and what the former Georgia governor appointment could mean for agriculture. Scott said of Perdue that he's the right person at the right time and the right place. President Trump announced Perdue as his nominee for Ag Secretary on January 19th. Now, depending on the hearing and confirmation process, it may not be until after Easter recess before the full Senate can confirm Perdue. Former U.S. Trade Representative Michael Froman, speaking in Tokyo this week, said the Trans-Pacific Partnership can still serve as a guide for future trade agreements. At a symposium, he said it's possible that the U.S., among other countries, will look to what we agreed to in the TPP as they negotiate or renegotiate other agreements. President Trump withdrew the U.S. from the trade pact back in January. Now, Froman is citing as an example the North American Free Trade Agreement, which Trump has said he would like to renegotiate with Canada and Mexico. Froman said a number of the members of Congress have talked about adding provisions on labor, the environment, state-owned enterprises, and the digital economy, all of which were part of TPP. Now, in the future of TPP, Froman remaining optimistic that the pact will come into effect despite the absence of the U.S., he said it's possible for other TPP countries to approve the agreement while potentially adding additional countries to the accord. With this Ag Business Update, powered by AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Of course, yesterday, March 21st, was National Ag Day, declared so by President Trump. He declared March 21st, 2017, as National Ag Day. Ray Starling is a special assistant for agriculture to President Trump. He outlined some things that President Trump has promised not to do when it comes to ag.
This administration has already taken steps to minimize the implications of the last president's WOTUS proposal and will never propose an expansive reading of the Clean Water Act that gives the federal government an opportunity and jurisdiction to regulate every ditch and mud hole on your private property.
Starling also spoke of the views of the president on several other items important to agriculture.
This administration will not use the Endangered Species Act to regulate in a way that doesn't respect the peaceful coexistence of productive agriculture and our treasured wildlife. This administration will not release sensitive and private data on farmers just because ecologically driven fanatics and lawyers want it.
That's President Trump's special assistant for agriculture, Ray Starling, with some encouraging words for agriculture during Ag Day on Tuesday. Soil temperature report brought to you by Abilene Machine. Some cooler air across Kansas early on Wednesday morning. Soil temperature as of 7 a.m. in the low 40s in the northern one-third of Kansas. The central one-third sits in the mid-40s, 47 to 49 degrees. And we get down towards the south central and southeastern sections of the state. Those temperatures warm to, say, 49 to 52 degrees. So a little bit warmer in Oklahoma, the north and central part of the state, holding in the mid-50s, 55 to 57 degrees. In the southern half of the state, soil temperatures a tad warmer, 58 to 59 degrees. Ag News, Soil Temperature Reports, Mid-America Ag Network.
When's the best time to buy Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks for 40 years straight? Now is the time, during Ford Truck Month at your Midwest Ford dealers.
Let me hear you say truck, yeah, let's crank it on up.
It's Ford Truck Month. Get to your Midwest Ford dealers for once-a-year savings on Ford F-150 and the all-new Ford Super Duty, the best-selling trucks in America for 40 straight years. The all-new Super Duty is the toughest, smartest, most capable Super Duty ever. An F-150 combines greater strength and less weight with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and steel frame. Works harder so you can work smarter. And if there's ever a time to buy one, it's now. With huge cash rebates, super low financing, and special limited-time Truck Month offers. Hurry to your Midwest Ford dealers today and let me hear you say,
yeah! It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry. We all know what that is. It's agriculture. Lots of changes being talked about in Washington, D.C. that will impact agriculture. The president of the National Corn Growers Association has a few thoughts after this.
It's that time of year again, time to tackle some difficult tasks like cleaning those appliances. And you don't want to forget your most treasured appliance, the coffee maker. Wenck Products Coffee Maker Cleaner is the perfect cleaning solution to remove those nasty mineral deposits that make coffee taste metallic and cause your coffee maker to clog. So pick up Wenck Coffee Maker Cleaner today and see what a difference it makes. Learn more at whink.com.
Among the many changes being talked about in Washington, D.C. are alterations to the Renewable Fuels Act. And as we have seen in the past couple of weeks, some of those changes may not be in the favor of ethanol producers. National Corn Growers President Wesley Spurlock is keeping an eye on those proposed changes because of the importance of ethanol production to rural America.
I was going to say, our ethanol policy, the renewable fuel standard, has been just a great economic driver in rural America for the last 15 years. There's 360,000 jobs that are being produced by it. We're saving over 527 billion barrels a year, not of oil that's not having to become brought in because of these standards. So ethanol is really important. As we look at the different deals that are going on, the RVP, the reed vapor pressure, that is, we've been working on it for several years, trying to get that changed and worked on so that we can sell the E15 year-round, not just during the winter months. So it is highly important to us.
Is he optimistic that agriculture's voice is going to be heard in Congress and the White House?
When you get your grassroots out and those individuals come and they talk, or they call in, just call and talk to their senators, their representatives, let them know what they think. And so as that grassroots swells up, and it does, it's just like in the election this year when the rural community all came out and voted, and they make a difference. If they stand together, we can do a lot.
When it comes to influence, political action committees are very big, and there are a variety of them that are agriculture-related, including one that the National Corn Growers is associated with. And every year at the Commodity Classic, they get together and have an auction and raise money from items donated by National Corn Growers Association members.
The PACs are really important to this, and we have a great group, a committee of farmers and farm wives and individuals that come, and they donate their wares, their products, and different things. And then we all get together and bid on this and buy it. And the money that we've got is what we use to donate back to the re-elections of our congressmen and our senators.
National Corn Growers Association President Wes Spurlock speaking at the Commodity Classic in San Antonio. Back after this.
Stockman, is your herd bull getting old? Do you need more hybrid vigor? Leuenberger has over 30 Angus and Sim-Angus bulls ready for immediate pickup or delivery. If calving ease and strong growth with good disposition are traits you're looking for, these are right for expansion or replacement. Call Leuenberger in Waterville today. His cell phone is 268-0647 or home phone 363-2645.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Marysville Livestock will hold a rollover auction of a steer donated by the Neil Haverkamp family Thursday, beginning at noon. Proceeds of the auction will go to the Wildfire Relief Fund in southwest Kansas. 729 from KNDY. 35 degrees this morning in Marysville. Winds favor the northeast at 5 to around 10 miles an hour. Middle 50s on tap again tomorrow ahead of a dramatic warm-up on Thursday with a chance for showers into the weekend.
This is the time of year to reflect on last year's crop cycle and make plans for next year. There are many decisions to be made and many options available. We'd like to help make the financial side of your planning a little easier. Our ag lenders know agriculture and they're local. Stop by and see us. Let's talk about next year. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Good Shepherd Lutheran School, PTL, and students are featuring a plant sale with pre-sales through March 29th. The catalog is available at the Good Shepherd Lutheran School, Marysville, or from any student or PTL member, or go online to janetsjungle.com for more information. Pre-orders due by March 29th. The pickup date will be announced in April. All proceeds benefit Good Shepherd Lutheran School.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Well, it's like Christmas Eve for those that are basketball fans following March Madness, and Kansas basketball has been consistent during the first and second rounds of the NCAA tournament. Jayhawks defeated UC Davis by 38 points and Michigan State by 20 points. Now it gets tougher when the field shrinks to 16 teams. Kansas plays Purdue tomorrow night in the Sweet 16 in Kansas City. If the Jayhawks win that one, they'll advance to the Elite Eight and will play the winner of Oregon and Michigan. Cake TV was covering Coach Bill Self as he got off the bus in Kansas City yesterday.
You don't get to the Sweet 16 unless your guys care a lot. And all 16 teams, you know, have a team full of guys that it means a lot to them. And it's going to mean even more as you move forward and you can see the finish line.
Great America Network Sports.
Whatever's making this world ill, you can't get forgiveness at the store. And peace, it's a politician's war. You won't find no resolution in the bottom of a bottle, in the stars or every star. The only answer to the problem is people, loving people.